You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do.
Let's go. All right. Electoral College for the win. I've been a fan of the Electoral College since day one. Look, my whole family, we all came from Electoral College, okay?
You know what? I didn't get accepted. I was very upset. I had to go to my backup Electoral College.
I was a legacy, okay? hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
That's right. And this is the only Premier League show that's hosted by stand-up comedians.
Yep.
That is also live on Twitch with everyone here in the chat. Absolutely crushing it. So thank you, everyone, for being here.
And it also happens to be the gulliest
Twitch show as well. So everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, just a reminder that we tape this live on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Get in there, get in the chat, because we have awesome people, having a good time on here, talking, Premier League, talking Champions League.
Talking nonsense, we're talking that bullshit.
there's a lot of the latter.
We're giving nicknames to states that didn't ask for it.
Okay. Yeah, we have a lot of fun right before we start recording. So you're missing out of the people who are just listening. So get in there. Yes, obviously, I think we should start. We're taping this at 6 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, November 4th, one day after Election Day. Right now, we see...
Election Day. Election Day is becoming more like my wife's birthday. It takes like a week, and you need to pay attention at all times, or else you're in trouble.
We're here to celebrate me, okay, for a couple days, all right?
All right? This ain't sun up to sun down. We got an itinerary.
No, so it's looking like... It feels like Joe Biden will eke out a victory. And that's the scary part, right? That it's like literally the last 4 years have been a nightmare. And literally it's by like a nose, you know? That
so people are like, four more years.
I don't know how. You just see these millions and millions of people supporting this orange man, and it makes it makes no sense. Look, and maybe us in our liberal bubbles are not understanding what, like, you know, middle
America, don't get it,
you know, what rural America is going through. But nah, man, I mean, look, we've traveled enough in this country we've been to Minnesota and Florida and all these other swing states in Georgia and things like that, and you meet just
Minnesota's pretty blue, but yes, we've been to Kansas, we've been to Oklahoma, yeah, we've been to Missouri, we've been to Ohio,
Nebraska, okay, and
everybody, where were you? So we've never been to Oklahoma, we've been to Nebraska.
Oklahoma, I'm like trying to, I mean, maybe you've been to Oklahoma.
I thought it was Nebraska. I thought Nebraska was Oklahoma. Not bad.
Yeah, that's how with like Midwestern states, us liberals, we confuse them all the time. We just they all look like they're just different squares.
They're,
you know,
all squares, yo.
The square states are difficult to tell apart.
Robert from LA says Newark too. I've been to Newark. I've been to all the important swing states, bruh.
Oh man, just insane, right?
Shouts to my mom's property value with legal weed in Jersey. Yo.
That's right. Look
yo,
at that.
Mom's property value about to be nice. Welcome to this two-story grow house.
Yes, New Jersey legalized marijuana, and to celebrate, I remember I talked about this before on the show. I had those gummies that I got in Colorado in 2018. I was in 2018. I got these gummies, and I don't really smoke weed or just it's not really like a hobby of mine, but I still have them. And I was like, oh, let's celebrate. And my girlfriend and I, we split one. And you both
got diarrhea.
No, I'll be honest. The shit is still potent, bro. It still works. Yeah.
It fermented a bit since 2018.
I took half of it, and I was out, bro. Yeah. It's one of them sleepy pills. All right, it might as well have just been Ambien.
The dog is like, what happened? Nutmeg is like, they hate it when I bite them, but this one don't give a damn.
So yeah, that Colorado ganj is perfectly fine.
Dog Mustaine says Haribo hit different.
Bente
says edibles get better with age. I don't think so. People forget these are just candy with weed in them.
Chad talks about edibles the way he talks about cougars.
Yeah, or the league MILF. Didn't somebody ask if MILF is coming back?
Oh, goodness.
Space United says this election comes down to WAP, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you love it. Thank you.
This is the greatest goddamn chat of all time. I love that there's someone listening to this who doesn't know what Twitch is and thinks we're inventing all of these people and all of these comments.
Look, obviously, people in the chat, they'll be updating us if anything happens. Right now, I think it's 253. Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, maybe during this broadcast we'll hear. What is it? Nevada.
You get to hear our sort of positive reaction.
Okay,
if it happens.
But a lot to discuss. And let's start. You want to start in the Premier League or Champions League? How you feeling, Alexis?
Let's start Champions League because that just happened, right? We have Chelsea. They were playing. It doesn't matter. They won, right? Is that it? Is that now? They were playing a Ligue 1 team that's not called PSG.
Yeah.
A little difficult. They're playing Rennes, right? This is Rennes.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to.
Rennes.
Is it Rennes? Or I feel like it might be that, but I don't know. They won 3-0. Wasn't there? There was a red card, and I didn't see the play, but I saw the response, and people were just saying that it was a harsh red card. I don't know if anybody wants to give me an update on what happened. Rennes is Mendy's old team. Which Mendy?
The goalkeeper.
Oh, the goal. Okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking. I mean, there's a lot of Mendes.
There is a lot of Mendes.
There's a lot of Mendes right now.
But somebody put this in the chat. Aussie AB or Aussie Abe Ab says that this is the sixth clean sheet in a row for Mendy. Is that true?
Right. Yeah. He's had a very good start. I think. I mean, they haven't all been wins. I think there was one. Nil-nil game.
You can't lose a clean sheet, but you could draw a clean sheet. Well, that's not true. I guess you could lose in penalties.
Okay. Well, but yes,
he says sorry about that. 5 out of 6 games.
Okay.
I mean, that's if you're Chelsea, that's the one position, certainly the most important position you needed to shore up, and just did it.
If you're Kepa, you're not happy about this.
No. No, you are not. This is the end of your Chelsea career, right? You thought you had a shot. You're like, well, you know, Mendy, they'll realize it wasn't me. You know what I mean? And then I'll be back in there. Skrr. Nope. Yeah.
Morgan Tenza with the sub. Thank you, Morgan. Shout out to Morgan.
That's right. If you got Prime, hit that sub.
That's right.
It's free.
And Morgan Tenza, amazing photographer, Philadelphia Union. Well, women's national team, men's. She's great. So
she's
follow
awesome.
Her and support her if you have not. Kepa is hurt. Also, Kepa. Duff Carnage said VAR on a handball in the box. Player given a second yellow. Okay. So that was the red card.
If it's a handball, I mean, you kind of understand, right? I mean, as frustrating as it is, the rule is if it touches your hand, even if you meant it. You're done.
We should talk about Christian Pulisic a little bit and the update on his injury. because I heard it's he's supposed to come back sooner than what was expected. We saw before the game he was taken out of the lineup because he hurt his hamstring. That was the that was the update.
Apparently, it was just a little tweak. Thank you, RCAB.
RCAB, yes. Again, we'll get Nutman Cam when he awakes. So they're all IOUs. Okay, they're all puppy IOUs. I got all of you guys. So I do want to talk about Christian Pulisic at length a little bit more because this is starting to get a little scary. He's getting.
I don't think so. He was rushed a little bit from a big injury. He was rushed from an injury. It was a little bit. It got a little tight. He had to sit out a week. To me, it's not that big of a deal. If they would have waited an extra week to bring him on, thank you so much, Glenster. Let's go. Look at this. The sub train's coming. Toot, toot. Whatchamacallit?
Joe Biden riding on Amtrak.
On the Amtrak to fight everyone in Pennsylvania who didn't vote for him. If you look at – if he would have waited a week to play him, you wouldn't be this – you know what I mean? Like, if there was a little bit of a aggravation of it, and they're like, we're going to wait one more week, everyone would be like, oh, good, good, good. They're taking time. But because they gave you that false confidence by saying, yo, we're going to start him, and then he gets a little tweak in training, everyone gets nervous. This isn't a big deal until he can't withstand, you know, like the rest of the season. Plus, he's like 21 years old. Give him time.
I do not feel that way. I think he, for him being so young, Dogmastine, thank you so much for the sub. For him being as young as he is, why is he constantly hurting his hamstrings? He clearly has some issue. I don't know. There must be something, to why it's so repetitive. Why is it happening so often? I think he's not taking care of himself. Okay. I'm worried. All right, I'm a little bit concerned. Maybe it's his diet. Maybe he's having too much dairy.
Right? You're like, should we consider vegan?
He needs to do something because this is not normal, especially for an elite athlete of his level. I don't know what the you know, we can also talk about, you know, the. You know, I don't think we talked about this last week, right? About him liking 50 Cent's tweet. We didn't talk about this on the show. I don't believe we did.
I kind of think we did, but I think Zito today kind of blew up his spot, which is kind of funny. Says if Biden wins Pennsylvania, Pulisic is going to be upset. And people were like, wait, what does this mean? What? Is this true?
Well, yeah, it's like I don't know if he's necessarily like a, you know, a magazine or anything like that.
magazine sounds like the worst chocolate mix for milk.
Jay Ward, thank you for the sub. But I do think he liked one of 50 Cent's tweets, so now people are just kind of associating him with being like a.
But you know, he also didn't say anything during the protests, and you know, he's been kind of quiet. No. Right?
It's a shame, bro.
There's mounting evidence.
It's just, you know, some people are a little too quiet, okay? We didn't talk about this last week, but we should mention the speaking of that, Harry Kane is under like some pressure as well. There was an article that came out about a journalist that wanted to talk to Harry Kane and they submitted a bunch of questions, and one of them was about the Black Lives Matter protest. You know, Harry Kane was kneeling.
Which from all accounts the question was going to be a simple question about it. It wasn't going to be like, tell me right now what you would do, you know.
How are you going to fix this, Harry Kane?
Yeah,
you know? No, but it looks like his team, I don't know if it's necessarily Tottenham or just like, oh, Monkey's out here with the sub train again, with all the stuff. Thank you, Monkey.
Let's go, Monkey.
For the support. What was the point I was making? His management team told the journalist, you know, you either remove this question about the protest or you cancel the interview. And the journalist was like, the interview's canceled, because they felt that it's a fair question for him to respond, given that he was showing support by kneeling. He is the captain of Tottenham.
He's also the captain of England.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of black players that play for the English national team, and it's fair for a somebody, the captain of the team, to kind of voice his opinion on the matter, given that he is a part of the demonstrations.
Right. So, I also want you to know that while you're talking, Colo Blanco has set up a something that is tracking how many puppy cams or nutmeg cams we owe for the subs. So if somebody subs, he puts exclamation point nutmeg, and now we're up to 6 puppy cams that you owe our viewers.
Wow, okay. I'm glad. You know what?
We better rattle that cage and wake dude up. He's late for work.
Nutmeg, you're wanted on stage.
Yeah. They're chanting your name.
Yeah, flood the chat with nutmeg, nutmeg. So look, it is a sort of, I guess, divisive...
Well, here's the issue. Why wouldn't you want to be asked about it?
Exactly.
That's it. Like, even if you had like a media trained answer to get out of that question, saying your team saying you're not allowed to ask him about it tells everyone, oh, you must be wild racist then. You know what I mean? It's like the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, simply put, we're not when it comes to these issues, especially these very tense racial issues. You can't be on some no comment. That's
you
not.
You can't plead the fifth.
No, that we're not doing that anymore.
Nah, the fifth. The fifth got scratched, my G. It go from 4 to 6.
Let me know where you stand right now, so that I can understand and how to interact with you. All right,
or if we continue to interact,
it cannot be this vague whatever. Like, yo, you be a straight up racist or be an ally. Not
you got to own whichever side you're on. You can't be on the fence.
Yeah, just let me know. It makes it easier.
And we're not saying. We are not saying that Harry Kane is a racist by any stretch of the imagination. We have zero proof of that, okay? All I'm saying is if you're asking, yo, don't ask me about that. If your wife's friend was like, yo, where were you the other night? And you're like, look, if you asked me about where I was the other night, I'm getting out of here. You'd be divorced. Like, that wouldn't be a question. You get what I'm saying? You wouldn't even have to be like, I wasn't even suspicious. But now, I know you're wrong.
You know what? I feel like you're really testing my trust of you right now, right? Because I feel like it's a simple answer, but you don't want to be forthright. No, man. Look, you would hope that these huge figures in sports would have a position on this stuff, especially with the immense public pressure, and kind of the world kind of changing a little bit. So, you know, let people know where you stand. I mean, I don't know. Is it as simple as like, they're not trying to like fuck up the bag, but I don't know. Who are they worried about? They're not going to lose money.
I mean, he has friends with Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Maybe he loses that.
His favorite
team
is the Patriots. Okay. But I mean, Harry Kane's basically from Southie. All right.
Yeah. He says some shit at a Dunkin' Donuts. You can't say on the internet or else they take your Twitter away.
Alcib said, I think UK sports stars aren't as articulate on these issues as in the US, but not really an excuse, because I mean it's going on as well in England. There's been a massive amount of protests as well, and again there are I would say there might be the majority of the players on the English national team or half are black.
Yeah,
and they're all kneeling, they're all protesting. We all know why we're all doing this. So to ask the captain to weigh in on something is not really out of bounds. And at this point, it's we've seen it from like let's say Reggie Cannon when he was at FC Dallas and dealing with the fans booing during those protests, that the fans that they allowed a limited amount of fans at the game, and they were white players speaking out. Ryan Hollingshead was one of the guys who was just like, it's disgusting to see that. So things like that are, for the white players, teammates, to show their allyship is a fair...
Just show support for your teammates, especially if you're the captain. Question. That's part of what you're supposed to do. And also, if I'm that reporter, the next thing I do is I request an interview with Raheem Sterling. And one of the questions is like, yo, why do you think your captain wouldn't answer this question? Because to some degree, it's like, yo, you got to put a little bit of pressure on a dude now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. Say how you feel. You know what I mean? And we understand that those chips might not fall in the way we hope they do. But, like, to some degree, you got to say how you feel. And all, I don't know where Carlo Blanco put choo-choo on the thing. And I'm like, what exactly? What did I miss?
The hype train.
Yeah, I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, look, Harry Kane is causing more problems to hit, like, in his job.
And also, it could be his help or his team that put that, and he don't even know that. And he was like, what are you talking about? I'll answer that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? It could be all of a sudden now he looks, although this has been a few days and he hasn't said anything, so maybe not. But at first I thought, you know what? Maybe it's not even him. Maybe his team is like, you know what? We don't want him to mess up the bag, so I'm not even going to give him a chance to potentially do that by letting him answer this question. And I forgot who put it. RCAB says there's not the same tradition of people speaking out in Europe. That's also true. I get all those things. But to specifically ask to remove that or else there's no interview, or to say like, hey, he's a little nervous about answering this question just because he doesn't want to, you know, fall, you know, whatever, maybe sound ignorant or say something that would be misconstrued as anything other than full support. Could you ask it in a different way? Could you specifically say this? There's different ways to do this. We've been asked to take questions out of interviews, and we weren't going to ask any of these questions anyway. Honestly, we copy and paste from the same list. But we've been asked. There's ways to do it. There's ways to say like, yo, they can't say this. But if you ask them about this, they'll be able to answer that. Like, oh, there's a contract coming up, or there's a lawsuit. There's stuff that we've been asked to stay away from, but you could ask it this way. So we understand. To specifically say like, any question about this topic or you're out, that's a little fucked up.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't see what good can come from it, unless you're trying to not lose your a bigot fan base. You know, that could be the only thing. I'm like, I don't want to upset, you know, my friends by answering this question. Like,
that's, I don't want to. I mean, we have a whole. We're supposed to stop all the cars in the Verrazano this weekend. So,
okay. I don't want to make it awkward while I'm there.
You know, and they all thinking I'm like for everybody when I'm like, no, I'm for you guys. Speaking of Harry Kane, though, did you see that Jose Mourinho had to defend him after the Lallana thing that people were saying he wasn't clever enough to get out of Lallana's way. Did you see this?
No.
In Premier League.
What specifically? Was there a certain play?
Yeah, so it looks like Lallana was coming for him, and Harry Kane had the ball, and they ended up clattering, and it looked pretty bad.
Okay.
But people were saying that Harry Kane lacks the ability to get out of the way, and Jose Mourinho said, what are you talking about? Clever is scoring goals, and that's what he does. Look, I said this before. It's the beginning of the end in Tottenham. And this is how the crevice that becomes a crater, that becomes the divide in the club starts.
What was the... They won that game, right? They won against Brighton. Against Brighton. Yep. I mean, look, it's difficult.
They're saying he dove.
Yeah. There were a bunch of the one. Yes, okay. Now I remember the play where it wasn't that he dove, but he looked for the contact. He wasn't trying to go for the ball. He was intentionally trying to crash into.
Yeah, shield. He looked like he's shielding the ball, but he went a little bit too far. So whatchamacallit? And I think Lousy Human Val says, I also heard that his being in the way of Lallana and winning the penalty was some dark arch. It's very CONCACAF-y, right? And people are saying that's what he was doing. So he's getting – there's a lot of people throwing towards him that he's a dirty player, that this is Mourinho's influence.
He does do this a lot. I've in the couple games, the couple Spurs matches I've watched – Harry Kane regularly does this. If it's a not even a 50-50
ball. I kind of like this, though.
Just an aerial ball. He often will not go for it. He will look for the player and hope to initiate the contact and get a foul. And sometimes you can see that it could be a bit dangerous because you're sometimes it's safer.
Sometimes he ducks under the player a little bit.
Because there's a certain sense of safety when both players are obviously they can hit each other's heads, which could be scary, but usually there's a sense of safety of like keeping you're like either bumping into each other and landing properly if you're both going up for the ball. But if one person is not going up for the ball and one person is jumping at full strength, you can have this problem. Tori Fett, thank you so much for the follow.
Thank you, Hines.
Perfect timing. Gifting a sub, thank you again. All right, we got 8 puppy cams. We owe so many there.
You're in debt.
The last 30 minutes is just gonna be straight up on Nutmeg.
We're gonna have to go sit next to Nutmeg to do this damn show. I look at the situation at Tottenham, and I said this because I can see it. This is exactly what Mourinho likes to do. He likes to create a us versus the media, us versus everyone else. But then when shit starts to go bad, it's him versus them. You know what I mean? It's like that thing where, like, you know, whatever, like, yeah, like this happens with my in-laws all the time. Like, my father-in-law and mother-in-law will have an argument and the children will pick a side and they'll get upset at the other person. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law are best friends. And the kids are like still kind of like mad. And you're like, what are y'all mad about? They're banging, you know? Like, I think this is how they get off, you know? Like, that's literally what's happening at Tottenham. That's how Jose Mourinho gets off.
I can't Book come it. Any other way, you know?
Excuse me. Prostate health is important.
What are we doing? We kink shaming now? Come on.
English media. I thought y'all stopped this. But look, this is what's happening. Who scored the winning goal, right? The other night, what's his name? Gareth Bale. So you got Gareth Bale scoring the winning goal. You got Harry Kane doing a lot of the assists. All of a sudden, he's not a creative player. He's a dirty player. It's dark arts. It's yada yada yada. Little by little, this media loves to attack Mourinho, but also the way Mourinho manages, and they love to attack Mourinho players because they start to take on Mourinho tactics. And then what's going to happen is if you don't show up, Mourinho throws you under the bus, and now you're left to answer for all this. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. That's how he got off. I didn't know that's what was happening, man.
Look, it was just a lot to take in at once. Okay.
And that's what she said. But in the end, I think this is how Tottenham starts to crater, is you got Jose Mourinho forcing these players to have to handle all this media shit. And little by little, Gareth Bale's going to become the savior and Harry Kane's the dirty player, the guy who can't score the goals.
This is my only thing. Yeah, it's just like from an Arsenal fan, this is like an Arsenal fan's dream scenario.
This is fan fiction. Arsenal fan fiction.
They just want Tottenham to fail. I think Tottenham will be fine. They're a good team.
There said Tottenham re-upping Son's contract. Y'all being salty. So maybe you're right, Christian.
I do want to address this because Robert from LA mentioned the hot mic about Mark Ogden from ESPN FC. And we just address it. Obviously, they were talking about Alexis Nunez and Mark Ogden were talking about Harry Kane and this. I guess it was during like some sort of commercial break, or it wasn't supposed to air. They were having a private conversation, and it aired. And they're basically talking about Harry Kane being boring, sort of making fun of the way he talks and things like that.
Yeah, because he does all the media speak. He does very media-trained answers.
He's not the most exciting of players. He obviously will not even answer a question about the Black Lives Matter protest. No. We all know this.
Maybe the lady asked him to say, don't ask about Black Lives Matter, just because he's going to be so boring when you answer it, when you ask him that.
But it was, they both apologize. It's a stupid thing to do. I mean, obviously, I guess they were making fun of him, but it was like, even their jokes were like really dull too. It really wasn't.
I don't
think
they were making fun of him. They were like commenting on him being boring, and they're saying like, oh God, it's part of our job to talk to him. But I really hate talking to him because he's so boring. But the way they said it was, I don't like his speech.
Yeah. So, and I
which people are like, wait, are you making fun of his lisp? And that's when the heat came.
Yeah. So
from if you watch that, I don't think they're making fun of his lisp, but you know how English media is.
Yeah, I took it as like they're making fun of like his personality, which is that much nicer or whatever.
It is because he has a very boring person. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and us, technically you.
The Cooligans have now gotten into the mask game, okay?
Right. We are Big Mask. That's the business we're in, baby.
Look, if you want to get, obviously, everybody, you need a mask. Wear a damn mask if you want to get over this dumb pandemic that is ruining all our lives.
Right.
But so we decided, you know what, let's make one. And I think it'll be kind of cool if it has the Cooligans logo on it. It also says stay safe and stay gully right on it. You'll be the freshest, gulliest mask wearer in the world.
Everybody at that Wegmans or wherever you go in as they're dragging some maskless Karen out and you walk past them wearing this will be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're just like, with your Cooligans mask, you're just going to be like, couldn't be me.
Okay? Nah, fam, I'm staying gully and safe. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to charity. We are I guess doing a collaboration with South Bronx United. They help the community in the South Bronx. They have a soccer academy. They do educational classes. They had a journalism class that Christian and I spoke at, and they were like, who are these two? They're not journalists. We know more than them. And I'm like, yep. Oh, these kids say the darndest things. And also they help out the community where they hand out masks. They do a lot of legal help for a community that could use all of those things. And we absolutely love all those things. We grew up in similar communities, so we wanted to give back. So 100% of the proceeds of this mask goes to that. And in fact, Upper 90, who is teamed up with us and is making the mask, actually gave us an even better deal so we could give even more to charity. So exactly. This would mean a lot to us if you would purchase this. Even if you didn't need an extra mask, it's worth having one, especially one that's as gully as this.
Exactly. So, you know, if you don't need one, give it to your child, okay?
That's right.
They could use a nice gully mask while they're
put one on your
learning.
Puppy.
Okay? So pick one up. You can get them at soccercooligans.com. They are from Upper 90. They're a high-quality mask. They you can wear them for a long time. They're really comfortable. Highly recommend it. Even if you don't need one, all the proceeds do go to charity. So you'll be supporting a very good cause in South Bronx United. So again, go. You can see the description. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode. Or you can just go right to soccercooligans.com and the link will be there as well. So pick up a mask today.
Wait, I heard a cage rattle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that means... Nutmeg is out. He is awake. Should we go for this Nutmeg break?
Yeah, let's... We owe them nine
all
at
right,
this
so
point.
So, hopefully... Shaking it out. He's stretching. We might get a couple of yawns as well. He's been sleeping for, like, probably about 2 hours.
Was he watching the election? Thank you, Punk Rock Dad 81. Let's go. They subscribe. We're back up to 9 puppy cams. Look at a couple scratches behind the ear. There you go, buddy.
So, look, Nutmeg is getting he's getting big. He's getting he's biting less. He's biting us less, so that's good. I'm very proud of that part.
Clearly doesn't like his fake bully stick.
This is a real bully stick.
Oh, there you go. We got a bull penis in the house.
we've upgraded. Because if you can see at the top right, you see that ball, and then you see like a white sort of stick coming out of it. You see it?
Yeah.
That is a like a bully stick, sort of like a chewable dry
like
food.
A vegan.
Like, no, it's not vegan. It's like chicken or something like that. But it's like. Frozen and dried or whatever.
Board Martin says it looks like a churro. It is very much not a churro, my friend. That was a bull's manhood at one point.
So he's doing great. He's like, you know, maturing, being a little bit more patient, crying less. He's right now we're in the phase of like he's when we put him to sleep, he's like been crying a little bit more than when we first got him. So. Okay, so how many Nutmeg cams is this? I feel like we got like maybe a minute.
This is 2 to 3 right
this
here.
Is two, that's a good amount of Nutmeg. Hey, Christian, did you dress up Nutmeg for Halloween? Yes. If you go on my Instagram, Christian underscore Polanco, you can see his Halloween costume. It is a we dressed him up as a Beanie Baby. My girlfriend got the costume. It was a hit. It was very simple, so I'm glad.
Can we call that a costume?
Yes,
it's creative. It's great.
It's fine.
I heard a bark, so he's down for it. You had the big tie thing, right? TY?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
It's cute.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, if we do know what a bully stick is, we've sorted that out.
It's a big old bull dick. It's a long, stretched out, petrified bull dick.
Okay, you win. Look, that's what we all have over Thanksgiving dinner. It's nothing right? new.
Dude, I bark until my wife hands me mine. So a hammered hamster said, dude, lazy costumes are still costumes. Thank you, Chad Bentley. Okay, says not a costume. I kind of side with Bentley, but it was cute, so I'll let it go.
Is it a costume? Maybe it's an accessory, you know?
It created a costume.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was great. And you got out of having to put the whole thing on him. It was just one thing. Smart move.
Okay, we should discuss.
So anyway, what do you think's happening at Tottenham? Do you think they're going to be able to withstand stuff like this, or this isn't a big deal, or do you think this is the beginning of the end like I do?
I think they'll be fine. They're sitting, in third place?
Mm-hmm. For now.
And the team looks good. Look, they've had some ridiculous results. I get obviously against, West Ham, and they lost to Everton. But overall, they're a good squad.
Let's see how this experiment goes. Let's talk about, we were talking about Champions League before. Why don't we talk a little bit about Manchester United losing to Istanbul Besiktas? Besiktas?
You got Besiktas. Me. I do not know.
One of those four that I just said guaranteed to be it. But this was the club that Mesut Ozil was supposed to go to because it's Erdogan's club.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently they came out of nowhere. They were in the second division not too long ago, but they've got a ton of money, and now they're winning stuff. They got Demba Ba. They got Martin Skrtel. Remember Martin Skrtel?
Yeah, yeah. He was at Liverpool for a while.
Yeah. And they bossed up against Manchester United, man.
I watched this game. I saw the second half. That last, minute clearance was huge on the goal line was tremendous.
Oh, dude, and that was I've never seen a clearance like that where it went straight up, but also kind of away from the goal from the crossbar. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. I thought that was Skrtel for a second, but it was the other dude who I can't remember has a weird bowl cut. We need to get a couple barbers out there. Okay, almost there. 819 said Besiktas.
Besiktas. Okay,
Besiktas.
Judd on the bench said, that's a dope FIFA 11 squad.
It really is. They got Demba Ba and Martin Skrtel. Let's go.
Demba Ba was the song, right? About Steven Gerrard?
Yeah.
About the slipping? Right?
About the slip, which is a great meme for they were using it against Trump. They put Trump on Gerrard, and they put, I can't remember who it was that was running forward.
I did see that.
But yeah, I mean, if you look at the way, consider the fact that a Turkish club just beat you 2-1, right? They brought in Pogba towards the end. You watched this a little bit. What are your thoughts just on the way that the club played? I want to blame the kits. They use those weird FIFA-looking kits. Those, you know what I mean? It looks tire tracks. What are your thoughts on how Manchester United, because this is now two losses. They lost against Arsenal, which considered a bad loss. Arsenal hadn't won at Old Trafford in 14 years.
But they also beat PSG. This is, I think we talked about this with Taylor when we were on Total Soccer Show. I think you had mentioned about you not knowing what Manchester United you're going to get on any given day. And the inconsistency is the big problem. They can't string a couple wins together. And then Besiktas here was they just obviously focusing on defending every man behind the ball, and Manchester United doesn't have they don't have the creativity necessary to break anything like that down. Even with Pogba, even with Bruno Fernandes.
That's what I'm saying. They talk about bringing Bruno Fernandes up. You've got players like Rashford. You've got Greenwood. You've got who's the other dude up top? I can't remember right now.
Martial.
You got Martial. You got all these players. You can't find a way to break down a simple low block. And look, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but you should be pelting. You also have players like a Pogba and Bruno Fernandes that can hit from 30 yards. You can't be testing this keeper. You also, and this is, people want to say Maguire's great, Lindelof is great, all these players are great. Without Wan-Bissaka, Cavani is also up there. That's right. Cavani came in the second half. Without Wan-Bissaka.
And did not look comfortable.
No. Well, he's just starting, and he's a little bit older. Give him time to, you know, loosen up the joints. Butcher McCoy, the guy was busy shaving sheep, you know? Thank you, Monkey, for yet another gift. You're the goddamn greatest. Butcher McCoy, without Wan-Bissaka, you've got no one to cover the speed of a counter.
Well, the
your defending needs to be fixed.
Look, they have their defensive issues, but they only gave up one goal against Arsenal, and it was just a poor tackle from Pogba, one penalty, whatever.
You watch the match; they were getting pelted all game.
Yes, the main problem here, as far as like trying to solve these problems of like when the team is down, when they're playing against a team that's going to defend, how are they going to get the ball through these small spaces? And look, I think the one issue we talked about Luke Shaw. You hate Luke Shaw for some reason, or you're just not a big fan.
No, I think he'd be really good in the championship. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't hate him.
But he I think, is a...
Brentford's Luke Shaw, that one? Because I think he'd be great.
I think they need to find a fullback that is a little bit better going forward. Luke Shaw, I thought in that game, like he was... A bit too static, and I don't know if that's just like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer not kind of, you know, giving him that role. But the fact that I mean, you think Bruno Fernandes and Pogba, you would think they could figure out ways to get balls through, given how creative they both are. But are they given
that opportunity though? Like when they played against Arsenal, they were in the diamond in the middle. Dude, do you have any idea how exhausting that is to try to cover the width of an Arsenal when they're playing with these wingbacks, if you're playing with a diamond? That right there doesn't make sense. And you're talking about, oh, you have the creativity, this and that. If you watch how Manchester United play, I don't exactly think Pogba's given the opportunity to do that. It seems like everything is give it to Bruno Fernandes or give it to the wings and let them figure it out. If that's the case... Then people are saying, oh, Pogba's bad. Someone else said here, OCAB, Pogba has not done anything good for so long. He certainly hasn't looked great, but there's no one I know that wouldn't take him on their team, okay? Yeah. So he's still incredible.
Like,
still
who's,
has
who's a better replacement right now for Paul Pogba?
That's
like,
what I'm saying, right?
I don't
know. So if that's the case, you're not giving them the opportunity to be creative and to give you the, you know, to excel where they need to excel to give your team a better chance, which says one thing and one thing only. It's the manager's fault.
Yeah. A lousy human value set. In theory, that was supposed to be Alex Telles to replace or provide competition for Luke Shaw. But yeah, Manchester United has that issue as well. Like they just can't get certain deals over the line. Like, you know, everybody's praising Arsenal. The fact that they got Thomas Partey and Gabriel, and like, I mean, they make signings that immediately impact the team, and Manchester United, they
buy whatever the best player is.
Yeah, they're like, who's left, you know? It's like having the last pick in a draft or whatever.
But also, I'll continue to say this. Jadon Sancho doesn't give you a winning match here. Jadon Sancho doesn't put the ball over the line against the game against Arsenal. Jadon Sancho is not your issue. You need to either get someone who understands how to set up your system so you can succeed with the players you have, and I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is that, or you get better defenders that could play in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's system.
Chad says Pogba needs to leave. RCAB said Bruno was a great purchase. I agree. I think
Bruno's
great. I think that, you know, you look at the roster of for Manchester United on paper, and they really obviously should be better. So look,
that means it's the manager.
Yeah, and at some point, you know, I don't think. I mean, my opinion. I don't think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to make it to the end of the year.
He might not make it to the end of the week, dude. Van de Beek. RCAB says Van de Beek. What should we do with him? What are you doing with him?
I mean,
the guy's incredible. Why is he not starting?
He is. He plays defensive mid, right? Like he's more of like a kind of behind. He's playing kind of behind Pogba. No,
I mean, well, It depends on how they set him up. But Van de Beek has the ability to not only go forward, but he seems more box to box.
I like this question. Almost there. 819 said, "How many Arsenal players walk into the Man U squad?" I mean, several, right?
Bellerin immediately.
Aubameyang immediately.
Lacazette maybe even immediately.
Oh, I don't know. Not over Rashford and Martial. Maybe over Martial, possibly.
Maybe over Martial. Yeah, Rashford, you take Rashford.
Yeah.
Greenwood, I'd probably rather have. I mean, you definitely got Aubameyang over Greenwood, over Martial, and over Rashford.
Partey's on.
Immediately. The way Elneny's playing, immediately.
Okay.
There's your defensive backs. The two center backs, Gabriel Magalhaes gets in. I wouldn't say whoever's playing next to him, right? Whether it's Holding, although Holding has played better than Maguire.
Yeah,
I would say Jesus Christ. Yeah, Tierney immediately, Gabriel immediately, Partey immediately.
John on the bench at Ozil, which is great.
Yeah, Ozil probably also gets a start at Manchester United. Who on Manchester United would be able to walk onto Arsenal? You're talking about Rashford, maybe Greenwood, maybe Juan Bissaka, maybe, and that's only because. He gives you, well, I don't know, dude.
Colo Blanco said Gunnosaurus.
Gunnosaurus. Homie need work right now. Bruno, does Bruno come on? Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll give you Bruno. Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about four players max that are playing for Manchester right now, Manchester United right now, that could be on Arsenal. Four.
Yeah.
And you certainly take Arteta over Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, look.
What about a team like Everton? Where would Pogba get a start?
Yes.
Over who?
He would get a start over.
You don't take out Alan. You don't take out Doucouré. Maybe Doucouré.
Probably Doucouré. You would take out. They're obviously like as Doucouré is obviously more of a defensive player, but. Pogba is a six, right? He'll defend and he defends well. Not as well as Doucouré, but that's where you would put him. But Pogba,
John on the bench says Gomez.
Gomez, meaning to replace Gomez. Gomez is obviously should not be on the team at all.
You're like, I'll take Gunnar Soros' costume.
But look, I don't know if we should. Look, I guess we should ring the alarm for Manchester United, right? They're in a bad place. They're at the top of their group in Champions League, but they are in 15th place in the Premier League, which is horrid.
You win Champions League the same year you get relegated.
How many games have they lost? They've lost three matches. That's not good. Only two wins. They just look really bad.
It is still early.
It is.
But this isn't looking great. And they're also, what, minus four? I mean, that's not a great goal differential. You've got to come back from that. It's not looking great. And look, Manchester City's in 10th. What? Where's Arsenal? In 9th, right? It's not necessarily, you know, you're not necessarily putting yourself in a position where you can't come back from this. You know, a regular good old fucking Manchester United run of five or six matches without a loss, you're fine. But
they're not gonna,
right now you're closer to relegation than you are Champions League.
It doesn't seem like they're going to be doing that, right? Because they haven't had like an insanely tough matchups every single time. I mean, they lost to Arsenal. They drew to Chelsea.
Dude, they can't win at home.
They the 6-1 to Tottenham was not great.
yeah, that's certainly not great.
But even in the wins, right? They
almost there says Spurs are melting down in third. Yeah, I'm telling you, they are melting down. You just gotta wait for it.
The win against Brighton was, you know, they still gave up two goals in that game, and that was the one that was like a late penalty that they won in, right? They that game probably should have ended up 2-2.
Chad Benty said, "Man U is going down." You think so? No, they'll do. They'll fire him. And the talk is Pochettino. All the rumors are Pochettino. Pochettino came out and said he's ready to coach again.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically measured Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's office when he said that.
Pochettino, did you see he was on Sky Sports or Sky Sport? Talking some what did he like, but he was just talking about how it's been nice to have a break and he's ready to be back, but
yeah,
he also has like long flowing hair. He has not gotten a haircut since he was let go from Tottenham.
It looks like he did not handle unemployment well at all.
But he took a break to become a surfer. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, he's a different man.
He's much more chill now, dude.
So we'll see. Look, people are not comfortable seeing Manchester United not do well. Like, but I think the expectations have gotten a lot lower for Manchester United fans. But they managed last season. They didn't look great. It still ended up in what, third place, and in Champions League. So,
like I said, a good old fashioned run, and they'll do it. But is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer going to be the guy who does it? I don't think so. And he should have been fired last season before that run. And the only reason he's still there is because they had that run after the lockdown. Yeah. So I can't imagine he survives all of this yet again. He even said, he came out today and said that he's having trouble finding a way to be positive after losing to Başakşehir. Yeah, so the fans too.
Lousy Human Val said, Pochettino was clearly inspired by your hair growth, Christian. Yeah, I would love.
Yeah, show him the locks, dude. I mean, you're getting up there.
It's getting up there. Look at this. It's getting some real length, you know?
But it is gorgeous.
The curls are in full effect, bro. I'll have what she's having.
It was a lot to take in.
I want to talk about this story.
Ole going to start coming off the bench to score late goals. Sit John on the bench. He might put himself in, yo.
RCAB
said Rastegari said Ole in the first. So I just want to give him credit. Go ahead.
This RCAB said, this weekend will James have the balls to play Man U? So let's. I just want to, because I don't really. Please explain the story to me, because I don't know all the details.
Hold on. Let me scroll up, because somebody put it. Somebody spelled the whole thing out. Hold on. I got to find it. Oh, there it is. RCAB said, James Rodriguez has been given warm wishes in his recovery from a testicle injury by adult film star Kendra Lust. The Everton playmaker reportedly sustained the damage after suffering a blow to the testicles following a collision.
I mean, a blow to the testicle is usually a good thing. Am I right, folks?
Hey. Right? Cool it down there. So he got hit in the nuts?
He apparently got hit in the nuts, yeah, against...
a collision with Virgil van Dijk in his side's eventful 2-2 draw with Liverpool earlier this month.
Start on the bench. Let me bing Kendra Lust real quick. All right, you're going to like what you find, I'll be honest.
I mean, it's going to send you to Google saying, a little too dirty for us here at Bing. We are a family company.
Okay, so I hope he's okay. I hope both
testicles... Did he burst one?
Yeah, I mean, it must have been bad. And also... Virgil van Dijk is he's quite solid. Okay, you don't want to bump into this man. And definitely not with your testicles.
James Rodriguez is struggling with a testicle injury. Testicles in all caps, by the way, and is having a pressure treatment therapy machine. He's having to use a pressure treatment therapy machine. It's called the Fleshlight. No. and he's the playmaker, unable to use ice to reduce the bruising. It's cold.
only Ashley Madison can fix this.
Quick, what does the porn star think? So the best is there's a picture of him sitting. Can I send you this link?
Wait, I'm looking at it, right?
This, at the Daily Mail?
Yeah.
Look at him. His whole thing is nuts while his legs...
His nuts must be quite long.
I don't know. I feel like he's not putting the right body part in the machine. Everton manager Carlo Ancelotti described Rodriguez as having a hematoma, and the and the 29-year-old was restricted to resting to let the damage settle down. He wore compression pants to help the healing process.
You're gonna need to resticle those testicles.
Hey. Okay.
All right, put it on a sticker. All right.
I am googling testicle hematoma. Hematomas can form within the testicular parenchyma. I definitely did not pronounce that correctly. Or on the surface of the testicle, although small intratesticular hematomas may not result in a noticeable scrotal enlargement. Usually, the acute stages of hematoma formation, the affected testes become enlarged, warm, and painful.
I imagine.
So that explains the ice.
Look, I imagine James Rodriguez's testicles are quite acute. Okay.
Okay. Right. Damn. I would also just like to say mine are usually pretty warm, and depending on how they're handled, painful. Oh, there's pictures if you go to Google Images.
I'm going to stay on Bing. I'll be honest, right? It's a much safer space.
There's one.
Okay, I'm not putting that on the stream, okay?
All right, let me tell you, a good one says, so is one not bigger than the other, or did he grow a third? I can just tell you that the two of them become one very large one. At least that's based on what I saw.
By
the way, if you don't know what a hematoma is, it's a collection or pooling of blood outside of the blood vessel.
Where it's supposed to go.
Yo, he got hit so hard in the nuts that there was a train derailment, if you will. It's off the tracks and just spilled into the nutsack.
Oh, it's a shame. I hope he's okay. Dude, this is crazy. I've never heard of testicle injuries, usually not in soccer, right? It's usually the ball.
They wear cups?
They do not wear cups in soccer. It's usually more of a penile injury, to the groin rather than the testicles themselves.
Shaft got out of the way.
Shaft was like, I don't want any of this Virgil van Dijk.
No, okay? these boys are kind of like pillows. Maybe they can take the hit. You know what I mean? By the way, I swear this is a soccer podcast. Says almost there. M. Lindsay says, "Is this a soccer podcast?" Question mark.
We're talking about injuries, soccer related injuries. Okay?
Yeah, duh.
This is quite on topic.
By the way, there's photos of the injury, so it looks like the hematoma was caused by Virgil van Dijk's knee. Ooh. Right into the soft spot, you know?
Okay.
Cups would be too restrictive while running. We need to invent some type of anti-hematoma underwear.
Space United FC said, wife is asking why I'm listening to testicle talks. You know what? We have a new title for this show.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome to our TED Talk. Our testicle talk.
Testicle talks. Lousy Human Val said, the Cooligans don't want to give us the shaft on any testicle coverage. Yes, this is why you come here.
Yeah.
And we're going to spell come in a very interesting way.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope he's okay. How many testicle jokes can we make before we start actually showing some sincere care for this man's testicles? We have to.
Honestly, I'm sorry about this conversation, but this injury is just nuts.
All right, I guess we'll end there, right? I think we've squeezed out everything we're gonna get out of this one. Look, I even made my girlfriend laugh. Okay.
when we work together, it is magic, boys. Welcome to the MILF Show's new special segment.
Monkey, all this testicle talk is making everybody want to subscribe more. So we should go back to, speaking of testicles, let's go to Nutmeg Cam.
Nutmeg.
Let's go back. Nutmeg is, he is chilling.
He is just staring out, wanting to murder.
I think he might have seen the fridge open up. And I was interested in food. He is trained. He has trained himself. He knows that if he sits,
he puts his little butt on that thing.
I love that he uses his bed, just like, I mentioned, like an ottoman. He just chills on it.
It's his beanbag, dude.
Yeah, dude. And so every time he's looking at an open fridge and he's like, I'm expecting something out of here for me, but it is, he's, when is dinner time for him? Soon, right? Oh, he's going to eat now. Okay. So we'll see. Is it ready? Is the mat ready?
No.
Okay. So, well, there's going to be some food for him in a moment. So I'll go there when he starts eating. Okay. I feel like that was a good amount of puppy cams.
We're doing fair and just by our fans. You know, speaking of beanbags, we got more testicle jokes, folks.
The last thing I wanted to discuss,
or my last question for Manchester United is: who do you think leaves first, Ole Gunnar or Pogba?
Hey, Scooby the Goon rating with Party of Three. Thank
hey,
you.
Scooby the Goon.
Hello, everybody. Rating this spot. You just missed some really intense testicle talks.
We had a lot of testicle jokes
after a soccer injury. Okay, he's. You guys, you hear him? He's waiting. He wants his food.
We did hear about Maradona's brain injury. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about this.
They didn't say why he had got into the hospital, but he did have successful brain surgery. And did you see the fans were outside chanting?
Yeah.
How nuts is that?
Hey, Scooby the Goon, thanks for the sub. Sorry I missed the show. I'll catch the pod. Time to watch the crew. All right, yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, we're going to finish soon because the MLS games are about to start. But he had a I thought you were just being Jamaican. Jay Worth put blood clot. I thought it was going to be like, what the blood clot? MLS game starting?
okay, so Nutmeg is about to feed. So right now we've been trying.
Look
to...
Look at him pretending he's a good boy.
We've been working on getting him to be patient and not just jump out and get his food, right? So the food is there. So okay,
there's your girl.
Yeah, that's Elaine.
Going with the easy.
So you see how much he struggles? All right.
Yeah. And he's like, is she gone?
Yeah, he has. He's getting better with it though. Like we can like tell him to stay and have food in front, literally right in front of him, and we can walk away from it. We could be like 15 feet away and he'll keep, obviously he'll be like this. He'll be twitching.
Yeah. Like scratching.
It's like, yo, just give me my fix.
Come on. But why you got to play games with me?
So he's been a lot better. Okay, cool. Dark Machine just said New York Times now saying that they won't release the Nevada vote until tomorrow at noon Eastern time. All right.
So by the time you're listening to this, maybe it's already happened.
We got a new, just a nice, proper, boring president. Okay, look,
right.
We're still going to have issues with him, and we're going to still try to do everything we can to make this country as progressive as possible.
He's not perfect.
He's not perfect, but he's definitely not the nightmare that we currently have right now. So the last thing I wanted to just mention was this story about Mamadou Sakho, obviously plays for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, remember back in the day they found that he was taking drugs, like doping.
Doping. They said so. That was one of the claims that he.
He tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, had released information that damaged his soccer career. He had to. I don't know if he stopped playing or it was hard for him to get. Work as a soccer player, like teams didn't want to sign him because of him. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, he got a provisional ban from UEFA, and then he never played for Liverpool again.
Right. So he sued them. Took a couple years, but he won because apparently they weren't allowed to release the information. And apparently, what he what was found in his body, which he still had to, you know, he wasn't allowed to take it. So it is what it is. But it came from a diet pill, a weight loss pill that he was taking at the time to maintain his weight. It was higanamine. Higanamine. Yeah. So
hematoma? Was that
buddy, don't eat that.
Was that a testicle filled with blood?
Google it, folks. Bing it, baby.
But it says right there, it says WADA accepts that it should not have made the defamatory allegations it did. WADA accepts that Mr. Sacco did not breach the UEFA anti-doping regulation, did not cheat, had no intention of getting any advantage, and acted in good faith. And it's interesting because a lot of times people only remember the the allegation and not kind of like the retraction. So it did affect his career. And I don't know how much money he won. Do we know how much he won?
No, but I think the more than anything, it's like the clearing of his name. Yeah. You know?
And he's been, obviously he's been playing with Crystal Palace and doing pretty well there. But look, a bit of good news for Mamadou Sakho, you know? He was definitely, he was at Liverpool when they were still like they were doing okay, but they were still struggling. They couldn't win the league. With Skrtel. I think he was there with Martin Skrtel as well, right? Salud.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. He'd been there a while back. Obviously, you know, still good enough to play in the league. You hate when something like this sort of, when your name is attached to something negative like this, especially when you feel like you don't deserve it. So it's kind of cool. It just goes to show. I know libel laws are different out there. I think we talked about this a little bit with the Rooney, the Vardy case, Rebecca Vardy.
Yeah.
I know the rules are different out there, but you know, look, if somebody tests positive for something and he got to get kicked out, obviously he's getting tested still to this day and he's still in the league. So even whatever it was that he took, whether it really wasn't a diet pill or he was trying to gain some type of advantage, he's no longer doing that. So, you know, best of luck to him. And, shouts out getting a second bag in a pandemic, yo.
Yeah, I find it, it is intriguing. And maybe this is the Premier League seems to have, like, these sort of, I don't know if it's tiers or whatever. Like we know the big clubs, right? And, you know, the big clubs get the players from the smaller clubs, and then eventually they go back to these the quote unquote smaller clubs. Mamadou Sakho is not exactly that, but it is such a common thing. Like, we saw Theo Walcott go back to Southampton. You saw John Terry go back to Aston Villa. There's like this. I'm wondering if we don't really have this in MLS, right? Where there's like a you go to the club that you the big club you always dreamed of going to, and then you go back home and have that final those last couple of years. And it's like not a thing. It's just like an interesting thing with the Premier League, where like you play in one of the big clubs for a long time, and then you fight it out to help teams not get relegated. You know what I mean? And this is like they take the veterans of those big clubs, and Sakho's like reminds me of just one of these dudes that it's just like played well at the highest level, and then it's like now it just spends the rest of his years just battling out for relegation.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably similar to because of the value of the league or anything, but because of where it is in its infancy. It's like an MLS player going to Europe, going to a club that isn't a powerhouse. They don't get that second jump to the bigger club that they've always dreamed of going to. So they come back to MLS at a much higher rate. You know, it's what everyone kind of thought Tim Ream would do, but he stuck it out, you know, and playing in the championship and in the Premier League, sort of flip-flopping back and forth. And you've seen it with other players like Chris Pontius and Perry Kitchen went to go play in Scotland and stuff like that. And then they come back and, you know, Let Jet, who went to West Ham for a little bit and then came back. You know, players like that. That's similar to what it is. Judd on the bench as Rooney at Everton. Same thing, right? Went to Manchester United, was a star, you know, went back to Everton. It also big. This happens a lot in Argentina with players that like played at Boca will leave and they'll always come back to play one more year, a little bit of Boca. Carlos Tevez, Messi has said he wants to end his career at Boca. So, or at least in Argentina, not at Boca. So yeah. It's good. It's dope to see. So Fonzie Davis back to MLS in 2040. Maybe.
Yeah, man. All right. So another. I think we're good. We're done. Right.
Give him one more nutmeg. Puppy cam.
Where is nutmeg right now? Nutmeg is. Oh, okay, there he is. He is being trained right now.
Ooh. Okay, we get to see him at school. This is cool. Wow, he got ups, dude.
Dude, he's getting his head over the pen. It's pretty crazy.
How big is he gonna be? Do you know?
So right now, when we got him, he was
he's out of the pen. He broke out.
he was at like 6 pounds, something like that, 5-6 pounds, and now he's 10. He should be 20. That's the
he's gonna double what he is right now.
Yeah, but he's not going to
double in size. Yeah,
he's gonna double in. I feel like he's gonna look fairly small. Because golden doodles are like. They're like long dogs, but they're not dense. Yeah. So like the other day, we were on a walk and there was I don't know what type of dog, but basically the dog was just a little bit bigger than Nutmeg, and the owner was like, "Oh, my dog's 42 pounds." I'm like, "Yo, this dog is brolic. It's a tiny, yeah. And it was like fairly small.
What's he doing? Jail push-ups while y'all sleeping?
So he shouldn't get too he's not gonna get too heavy. He's not gonna be heavy, but he might be physically like his dimensions might be similar.
He'll
to
thicken
like a
up a little
dog.
Bit, but he's not gonna be huge.
Yeah. He's gonna be real skinny like his dad.
Okay? All right. Bunch of bird chests in that house.
it's a non-golden doodle or just a regular doodle. It is a golden doodle. Yeah, it's very much a golden doodle.
What's the difference? Golden retriever. And poodle?
It's golden retriever and poodle. Yeah.
Okay.
Morgan said this, wow, what a flex. Referring to what? I don't know what we're flexing about.
I guess
being skinny. Be skinny. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Now with the winter coming, baby. It's time for me to flex right here. Let's go.
Yeah. Nutmeg is, this is cuffing season for Nutmeg.
Yeah. He's like, who do I know that got good heat?
Well, he is starting to hump his dolls.
Oh, boy.
So it's only a matter of time.
Before he gets a hematoma down there.
Before he gets one of them dolls pregnant. And now we got half. Golden doodle stuffed animal.
Oh, you got a bunch of beanie babies running around.
Thank you so much for listening and watching. Thank you for listening, watching everybody on Twitch. We appreciate it. Everybody who is listening again every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, join us on twitch.tv/soccercooligans. We always have a fun time on here. Thank you to everyone in the chat chiming in. Shouts to Nutmeg for crushing it, per usual. Another fun episode in the books. Thank you for everything. We had a really good time. And yes, thank you for all the election updates. Hopefully, this country is going in a better direction tomorrow. But yes, the work does not stop, everybody. So thank you.
Thank you all.
So with that said, thank you for watching another Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Coolest!